Mansions bright and fair. I've a home beyond the river. I will dwell with Jesus there. Oh, the blessed contemplation, when with trouble here I sigh. I've a home beyond the river that I'll enter by and by. I've a home, oh, home beyond the river,
beyond the river.
I've a mansion bright and fair. I've a home,
I've a home
beyond the river,
beyond the river.
I will dwell with Jesus there. Just a little more to labor, tell the story, watch and pray. Just a few more earthly sorrows, then to heaven we'll fly away. Oh, how sweet 'twill be to meet them, all the ransom host above. Sweeter still to see the Savior, praise Him for redeeming love.
I've a home beyond,
beyond the shining river.
I've a
mansion bright and fair.
I've a home,
a happy home beyond the shining river. I will dwell with Jesus there. I will dwell with Jesus there. I will dwell with Jesus there.
Savior bids His children in. Only those will go who are saved from sin. Nothing evil there in that land so fair, where the saints and saved abide. All around the throne we'll shout and sing, making melody and praises ring. Cares will pass away on that wondrous day, when the pearly gates swing wide.
When the pearly gates swing open wide,
and the Savior says to come inside. What a joyful sound, shouting all around, as the Christ is glorified.
Won't you come along and join the host?
Jesus gave His life to pay the cost. Hear His banner bear, then His glory share, when the pearly gates swing wide. When we sail across the mystic sea, angels there will welcome you and me. We shall join the song of the ransom throng on the shining glory side. All our troubles gone forevermore, safely anchored on fair heaven's shore. Happy we shall be, what a jubilee, when the pearly gates swing wide.
When the pearly gates swing open wide,
and the Savior says to come inside. What a joyful sound, shouting all around, as the Christ is glorified.
Won't you come along and join the host?
Jesus gave His life to pay the cost. Hear His banner bear, then His glory share, when the pearly gates swing wide. Soon we'll look upon the Savior's face. We will thank Him for His saving grace. Prostrate we will fall, for He did it all. We will give our crowns to Him. Then we'll sing and shout forevermore, thankful just to be on that fair shore. When we all get there, heaven we will share, when the pearly gates swing wide.
When the pearly gates swing open wide,
and the Savior says to come inside. What a joyful sound, shouting all around, as the Christ is glorified. Won't you come along and join the host? Jesus gave His life to pay the cost. Hear His banner bear, then His glory share, when the pearly gates swing wide.
Whoops, hang on a sec. Let's not that one. Sorry, I have to have this right up here. I forgot about that.
One night upon the sea, a ship was tossing to and fro. Breakers dashed on every hand, angry winds around it blow. All on board were filled with fright as the mighty billows roll. Then they called upon the one who the winds and waves control. When he reaches out his hand, cease at his command. Winds and waves obey his will. When he says to them, be still. What man is this, they all did say, that the winds and seas obey? He's the one who sails with me. He's the master of the sea. Though the storms of life may rage and the billows round you roll, he can calm life's troubled sea as he did in days of old. As upon my sea you sail, trust in him who never fails. I'm so glad he sails with me. The master of the sea. When he reaches out his hand, billows cease at his command. Winds and waves obey his will. When he says to them, be still. What man is this, they all did say, that the winds and seas obey? Sails with me. He's the master of the sea.
Will blend with the loved ones.
All right, one more.
Well, I am on the winning side. Yes, I'm on the winning side. Out in sin.
Online, a ministry of Old Paths Baptist Church, currently meeting in Northfield, Minnesota. And we'll see how that goes here as time goes on here. But until at least August 31st, that is, meeting in Northfield, Minnesota. But I will tell you this, that, you know, I got wind of a town that was having, Steele County in particular, that's having an event, and the Pride group is having an event in the park, and they're having a drag event, and they're doing all this extra stuff here in July, and I was like, well, just like if it was Minneapolis, just like if it was Burnsville, just like if it was anywhere, we're interested. We're interested. And the LGBTQ group, they have gotten good at a PSYOP. Okay? Gotten real good at it. They got this satanic PSYOP going. And I talked about it the other day and really got some people upset. Hopefully got some people thinking. So, of course, because I said anything and I didn't just shrink off into the corner and die because somebody hates the Bible and hates the truth, and I'm just supposed to shut up and not say anything, right? Just shut your mouth and do what all the other evangelicals are doing and let the whole world go to hell. Or if you can't beat them, just join them and turn into a Fruit Loop yourself. Well, because biblically, number one, that's gross. Number two, because biblically, can't do that. Can't be quiet and go slink off into the night and say nothing at all. So, people are mad. Here was my first post. I said, looking forward to preaching outside the Pride in the Park and drag queen event in Owatonna, Minnesota. Sincerely, Pastor Cooley, Old Paths Baptist Church, Northfield, Minnesota. Boy, oh boy, did that turn into a ruckus. 700 comments later, all kinds of stuff being said. I said this for my second post. I said the LGBTQ are running a successful PSYOP. They shut down any opposition to their drag queen shows in front of children and open perversion by saying it's dangerous to publicly be opposed to them, so you just have to shut up. But I'd be preaching against heterosexual strippers dancing in front of children too, or any public perversion, because I'm a preacher. Inconsistent. And here's what else I said today. I said peacefully. Part of street preaching is educating. The town has to be educated. The police have to be educated. Sometimes the district attorney has to be educated. So part of our work is education. I said peacefully preaching, or as some call protesting publicly, things we disagree with or believe to be wrong, is how this country was founded and a fundamental right. Things get normalized when no one speaks against it. This nonsense about it not being safe to speak against things that we believe are wrong publicly is the thing that is dangerous for society. That is why we'll be peacefully preaching outside the Pride event, and it is a God-given right recognized by the Bill of Rights. Public preaching has been here long before there was even a state. Also, it is important to note that we do not target LGBTQ events. We preach outside all sorts of events. But they have made their stand public, and we are making our stand public. I don't see what the problem is. Are there not others that disagree with public perversion? We also preach the remedy, which is Christ. To not speak is cowardice. See, we preach the remedy. We preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. But we also preach to them that God is angry with the wicked every day. God is angry with sin. He's angry with sinners. So, when you preach those things, they get angry. They want to shut you down. They want you to close your mouth. They want to silence you from speaking. They don't want to be opposed. They want their perversion and everything else to go unchecked. And so many churches have done just that. I'm going to do a broadcast sometime in the future. Top 10 reasons why churches have folded. Or given in to the LGBTQ movement. Given in. So, I thought today would be a good day, and I'm going to finish up the other study next, or Friday probably, but I thought it'd be a good day. To really analyze, well, who are the real haters? Who are the real haters? Because there are some. Mad tweeters. Angry tweets, right? Angry commenters. So, there is a song that I found that was fitting before we get started. But you know what? First, I should say hi to everybody. Well, it says Kevin got on here first, and then Becca. Brother Paul said he was first. Elijah Morgan, Blaine Medlin, Brother Paul Pearson, Gregory Pace, Carl Winters, Andrea. Kevin, might have said that already. Mary, Teresa Darrell's wife, some guy named Truth, Tracy, Mary Teresa, Brandon Swanson, Michelle, Joe McDonald. Olivia Rodriguez from Cancun. Maria Perez Cuzillo. AZ Bandit. Brandon Swanson. Maria Perez Cuzillo. Got you already. Sorry. There's my wife. She made it on. Rachel Bicey. Fabian. Pilgrim Lady. There we go. All right. So, lots of folks on here. Now, I found the perfect song. Since these people have been really mean for like 2 days.
Nobody loves me. Everybody hates me. Guess I'll go eat worms. Big, fat, juicy ones. Teeny, tiny, slimy ones. Feel them squish and squirm. Bite off their heads. Suck out the juice. Throw the skins away. Can't you see my misery? 'Cause nobody, nobody loves me.
Oh, I feel your pain, Wild Bill. Oh. Nobody loves me. Everybody hates me. Guess I'll go eat bugs.
Feast on flies with big green eyes. Slurp down slimy slugs.
Perch up my lip, suck my thumb. I'm in misery.
I've been crying tears for years, 'cause nobody, nobody,
nobody,
nobody, nobody, nobody loves me.
That is great, isn't it? I love that. It was so fitting when I read these comments. tell me that wasn't funny. It was great, wasn't it? It's perfect. Perfect. I finally figured out what to do with all these children's songs. I'll just use them to... Oh, that's good. All right. Anyway, so they are angry, and we're gonna talk about some of this. And here's the thing, Christians always, if you bring up the sins of homosexuality, the LGBTQ, anything, it doesn't matter what it is, the first thing you hear is the judge not. No, that's not the funniest comment, Becca. Becca, the funniest comment of all. The funniest comment of all, I thought when I read it last night before I went to bed. Somebody said, Google him. He's got mental illness. I sat in my chair and I literally laughed for like 10 minutes over that one. I was praying with my daughter before she went to bed, and I was like, I was laughing my head off at that comment. It just made me laugh, man. Google him. He's got mental illness. Oh, come on, man. You can't make it up, can you? You won't be able to make it up. Yeah, if you just don't talk to him, he'll go away. That's what they said. If you just don't talk to him, he'll just go away. But that didn't work. But anyway, that's what they said. You know, you got guys crazy. Oh, I'm sure we are crazy. We probably sound crazy to these people. Why? Because they don't ever hear biblical preaching. The churches have either folded or they've ran scared. They just ran scared. And they're not going to stand up. The only Bible verse they know is about judge not. Judge not. Judge not. all they can say. Judge not lest ye be judged. See, God doesn't want you to judge. God doesn't want you to judge anything. You judge things every day of your life. You have to. If you don't judge things, you'll run over somebody. You'll drive your car into a wall. You'll take too many ibuprofen and you'll die. There's a number of things that if you don't judge, you don't make critical analysis of, you'll be in a lot of trouble. There's a number of things like that. But they say judge not, of course. They have 1,000 arguments against you. I'm sorry. They have 1,000 accusations against you. Mean and angry and nasty accusations. And when they can't deal with the substance of your argument at all, they just attack you. That's what they do. And I get it. I mean, I get it. Most pastors, if they go stand on the street corner around these people make them cry. They are mean people. And pastors sometimes don't do well with confrontation like that. That type of confrontation. Because they're mean. They're mean people. No, they just are. Right? So, I mean, they get nasty and vile with their words. And by the way, the people that have attacked us the most when we've been out there preaching, the people that have attacked us the most are the LGBTQ people. They are. Those are the ones out of most of them. Somebody said to me, just leave it alone. You don't agree with it, don't be there. I told him, I said, I can't do that. Why? Because God is not neutral. But they'll start with their accusations. Hey, Jason Cooley, just out of curiosity, does your church have molestation insurance? I've been finding that a lot of churches have had that and think it's quite weird. Considering it's supposed to be a safe place for all, right? One person said, just because you're a hate-filled bigot doesn't mean you got to tell everybody about it. One person said, mental illness at its finest. Somebody said, please report him to the group administration. Feel free to look up his criminal record. Feel free to. Guess what? I don't have one. I don't have one, thank God. But you can look it up if you want to. Because they found some Jason Lee Cooley somewhere. And they said, that's him! The guy's like 6 years older than me. I'm like, I'm not 52. Knock that off. I'm 46. I might look old, but I'm not that old. So, you're a misogynist too? Is that why drag queens trigger you? Because you're reminded, they remind you of a woman? Any groups you don't hate? So, he said I was a misogynist. Is there anybody you don't hate? Somebody said, you got to be blanking kidding me. It's scary bad, and to think this is from a so-called pastor. I mean, to think that that so-called pastor would go to the Bible, and he would take you to the scriptures. And show you what 1 Timothy 2:13 says. For Adam was first formed, then Eve, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety. How dare you recognize the difference in the sexes? How dare you recognize that in the beginning, God made them male and female, and there are only two genders? How dare you do that? How dare you reveal that simple science shows us that? It's good for people to see what these people think about what you believe. It's good. It's a good thing. Somebody said this, he's deliberately baiting people. Seems like he wants to be attacked, then he'll sue. He's already mentioned lawsuits. That's how creepy little cults get money. Well, let me just be clear. I've never sued anybody. The only people that I would sue is the United States, is a county or a United States government if they violated my civil rights in stopping me from preaching God's word. Then they'd get sued. But preachers don't make money off lawsuits. Usually they're federal injunctions to stop the local civil government from hindering our rights to preach the Bible by God, not by government. I have to wonder why he posts this, to get everyone peed off. Why wouldn't they just show up? Only men, no women. Another red flag. That's right. Another red flag. Why? Because they recognize that our wives aren't supposed to be out there on the front lines of battle around a bunch of satanic perverts. But men go out in the field and do battle. Men go out and spiritually lift up their voice like a trumpet. Men go out and lead their families. Men lead the charge and preach. That's what men do. That's a red flag. Why? Because I actually recognize that my wife is not a man? Because I love my wife and I don't want her around a bunch of sick satanic perverts like all of you? I don't want my children exposed to a bunch of nasty pedophiles? don't purposely put them in harm's way? Because God never commanded them to be there? Oh, you must hate women. You must be a hater. Really? What we're trying to do is, you know what we're trying to do? We're trying to get you to respect women and show the difference in men and women. We're actually the ones that respect their identity. You're the ones that want to erase their identity. You want to create a unisex culture, a Baphomet society. But those are the comments, those are the types of comments that they make to try to shame you. Somebody said, well, you better get your females in dresses because pants are made for men. Let's not forget the part about your clothing. Hey, guess what? Already happens. Our ladies already dress in skirts and dresses. Already. But not because we force them to. Because they actually believe what God says in his word. Somebody said, we all are welcome to join their services on Sunday. This church that he says is a closed church, that's a cult. Someone needs to work on shutting this church down. In the Bible, it states all God's people are welcome. Well, you're not God's people. You have the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. And we don't have a sign that says all are welcome. I said, you can't shut our church down. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Oh, yes, we can. We can with your cult church. No more tax cuts for you. If it's a church, it's open to the public. If it's a cult pretending to be a church by spewing hate, it won't be hard. Somebody said that church can't be tax exempt as it's not a 501c3 corporation and doesn't meet the requirements of 501c3 corporation. I'm sure that Jason Cooley will bring up Section 508, but that doesn't exempt a church from meeting 503C standards to claim tax-exempt status. Well, let me help you out there, Rick. I'll help you out. Guess what? I'll make it real clear. I know what a 501c3 is. I know what a tax-exempt corporation is. I know what a tax identification number is. I know what an unincorporated association is. And I also know what a 508 church is. And guess what? We ain't none of them. We don't ask any money from the government. We don't ask them to tax exempt anything that we own. We don't ask them for a dime. You know what we say? Leave us alone. We don't want your money. I know what the qualifications of a 508 church is. You're right. But do you notice the argument that's being made there with those comments? They're stating that they understand more than 501c3 pastors do about the paperwork they signed. Get it? They're saying that, hey, if you're closed to people, then you can't be a 501c3. Why? Well, technically speaking, the corporation is set up for what purpose? For the benefit of the community. Our church is not a 501c3, is not a 508, does not have a tax identification number. We're set up for the benefit of the Lord Jesus Christ. But it goes to show you, even David Gibbs, the guy that enslaved all the churches in America and got paid real well for it while he's flying around in his planes and living the dream, baby, living the dream. Even David Gibbs he said that public policy for the LGBTQ would be one of the number one ways that churches would be in trouble with 501c3 incorporation. Yep, I agree. Well, I told him no thanks. I didn't even say thanks. I just said no. We don't want it. So I said to him, we are not a 501c3. We don't do any of those things. And they just started falsely accusing me of everything in the world. Of course, what do you have to hide? Same thing you do. You put clothes on, well, some of you do, to hide your body, don't you? You lock your door, don't you? You put a curtain on your window, don't you? You put important things in a safe, don't you? You lock your car door, don't you? You got something to hide, too. One person said, I looked him up. He's an old-time preacher. I like it better when he's silent. I bet you do. But somebody did say, great, I'll be praying for you, a hedge of protection on you. This lady told this other one, I'm not scared of gay or straight people. If I had gay children, I'd tell them it's not a lifestyle that God wants anyone to be involved in. Somebody said, anybody get reminded of Westboro Baptist Church from these guys? This guy? Google his name. He has mental illness. He's a fake pastor. One of them dudes who bought a certificate online and gets together with some dudes. Strictly no women allowed club. Somebody said, I want to buy tickets. Sure. Hear the hateful comments. You can hear the hateful comments from them. The things that the false accusations they absolutely throw out. Somebody said, it's nice to see a pastor stand on his beliefs. Somebody spammed me with like 1,000 memes. One person said, I'd rather be excluded for who I include than to be included for who I exclude. They said, if anybody needs a safe place, I'm an ally. If anyone needs a safe space from ignorance and hate, naturally it's a woman. I said, a safe place? That's so stupid. I said, you all teach a victim mentality. Some people accuse us for that we're going to come and cause violence. And I sincerely hope you're not planning anything violent or disruptive, nor anything that will incite violence. I said, those are veiled false accusations. We'll be peacefully preaching the gospel. They don't really want anybody to confront them. Otherwise, if you say anything, that's the psyop. If you say anything, then you're hateful and you really are trying to hurt them. That's the way they say it. Somebody asked me, why don't you leave the churches in this area to deal with it? Why don't you leave those churches to deal with it? I said, because they decided to stop being churches and they decided to stop doing anything. But they assume anything you say, your church sounds like a cult. I bet you stand strong. You can't stand strong women either. Keeping on preaching hatred and ignorance. I could refer you to some excellent therapists in the area. I think you need to take a deep dive on why you carry so much hatred and feel the need to do so in the name of Jesus. Right. We're just all a bunch of closet queers because we stand against you. Look, you could try your lame garbage on somebody else who doesn't have the Holy Ghost. That might work for you. But on a God-fearing preacher, it's not going to work at all. And you're right about that. I can't stand strong, bullheaded women. When I mean by strong, I mean arrogant, manly women. Okay, I have a question for you. Let's ask ourselves a question. I've asked this before, but let's ask another question. Why do they want to do a Pride at the Park? Who plays at the park? That's the question I want to ask you. Who plays at the park? Children. Okay. Why don't they do Pride at the prison? Why don't they do Pride at the nursing home? Why don't they do Pride at the morgue? Okay, so that's Pride at the Park. Well, okay, so who listens to stories at the library? Who goes to story time at the library? Children. So why do dudes want to dress up like half-naked women and read books to kids at the library? Why do they want to do that? What's their fascination with that? What's their fascination with little kids to do that? See. I wonder if this is the one that on once.
I'm Lieutenant Williams, a police officer who works in the juvenile division. I'm on my way to Monroe Junior High School to talk to a group of young people. Well, that looks like fun, huh? Young people hitchhiking on the side of the road instead of buying a car like a respectable citizen? Hitchhiking seems like a good way to get from one place to another, but sometimes, just like a transformer, the dangers of hitchhiking are more than meets the eye. Let's study the case of Jimmy Barnes. Jimmy played baseball all afternoon and didn't feel like walking, so he decided to thumb a ride. Little did he know, the price of this pickup may be riding a thumb. He had done it 100 times before, and in fact, thought he had struck gold when the driver talked about just how many fun toys he had waiting back at home. The driver asked Jimmy simple questions, such as if he'd ever seen a grown man naked. And Jimmy, while slightly...
So, this, they used to do these videos explaining the danger of deviants who prey on children. Right? And they said, you know, they would say things like, one never knows when the homosexual is about. Right. That used to be a warning. Like, they played this. They went to schools and they warned children. They went to schools and they warned children about all this. Right? They warn them. They warned them about predators. They warned them about homosexuals. They said they were a sick man. They had something wrong with their heads. Not now. Now they don't warn them. Now, if you talk about it, there's something wrong with you. Right? Now there's something wrong with you. But he said, does anybody know the Bible anymore? Anonymous people. Somebody calling and saying, oh, you got hate speech. What business do you own? Said one, so I don't support it. I asked one lady, I asked her, I said, I asked them a question. I said, because they said a lot of hateful things. I said, do you hate me? Am I your enemy? Am I your enemy? They said, if you were drowning, I wouldn't throw you a life preserver. If you were drowning, I wouldn't throw you a life preserver. I said, well, if you were hungry, I would feed you. If you were thirsty, I would give you water. They said, I wouldn't take it. I'd spill it on the ground and I'd rather die. They said, see, they have a lot of hate in their heart. They said, well, the youth, they have a hard time dealing with all this. Well, the Bible says the way of the transgressor is hard. Sin makes life hard. If you're an alcoholic, you have a hard life. If you were a prostitute, you'd have a hard life. If you're a drug addict, you have a hard life. That's what sin does. Sin gives us, makes our lives hard. They said, oh, there's a tip line to report him at the end of this article. Beat the street preachers harassing the sodomites in downtown Minneapolis. This is an old one. Why can't people leave other people alone? You don't see atheists preaching outside of your church. With accusations of it being a cult. Let people just live their lives and do what they want. It's not hurting you in any way. And it's not even in the same town as your church. If you were a true man of God, you'd trust him enough to leave the judging up to him. One said, I think Cooley just needs to read the Bible and stop drinking the Kool-Aid. This guy is unhinged, must lead a sad life if he spends all of his time screaming about God and convincing himself that he is God. Oh, I know I'm not God. One person said, you're not invited, stay home. They assume it's baiting people. You just want to bait people. Not that someone is not completely appalled by the sin. Not that God has called us to preach the gospel to every creature. But no, you just hate people, is what their accusations are. One person said, when is this? I want to bring my daughter out to it. I said, that's terrible, but we'll be preaching to men like you and calling you to repentance for your wicked sin. He said, me and my other half are both bisexual. My daughter loves rainbows and unicorns. Oh, yeah, and our pride flags. She's being taught to love people for who they are, regardless of who they like. Somebody said, my son loved going to the Pride event in Northfield last year. One said, since you're a pastor, do you protest when so-called pastor was over there sexually molesting somebody underage? As if I would have a way to know what every every place you go. Sin is not a respecter of persons either. It can be anywhere. That's why we have to pray against it. That's why we have to warn against it. That's why we have to stand against it. It knows it's not a respecter of persons. Right. Say, mind your own business. I said, I am. I'm about my father's business. I said, well, you're making him look bad. I said, that's your opinion. I go by what the Bible says. He says, I go by what I see. That's why the Bible says, judge not by appearance, but judge righteous judgment. They do hate them that rebuketh at the gate. That's exactly what they hate. They hate the warning. They want everybody to shut up. They want everybody to be quiet. And yes, yeah, sin in a church, sin in a family, sin anywhere will cause the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme. That's true. It can in any church or any home or anywhere. It can, and it will. But that doesn't change the truth of the scriptures. That doesn't change what God's word says about it. You know, it doesn't. And like I said on my post, it, somebody in your family does wrong, that doesn't change the truth. The truth is that none of us know what happened in any of those houses because we weren't there. We don't know anything. I know this. I know God's way works because his word says it does. We can all speculate all we want to, but we don't know. We don't have any clue. We weren't there. You have no idea who's telling the truth and who's not unless you're there. People say, why would they lie? Believe me, believe me. People lie. They just plain lie. There's people that sat in prison for 30 years because somebody lied about him. And then they found out the truth. Like, oh! And they lost 30 years of their lives. There's people that were put to death. Later to find out they didn't do it. There's a lot that goes into all that. We don't know. But what it does do is cause any sin in the Lord's church, any sin among God's people, causes the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme. That's what it does do. That is what it does. Plain and simple. And people like this, these LGBTQ, will use that. Somebody said, why do you need to go to somebody else's event? I said, well, that's your opinion, because they said, speak all you want, but, you know, what are you going for, blah, blah, blah. I said, well, they think it's illegal to disagree with someone publicly. Number two, they think it's illegal to preach loudly in public. And number three, they're uneducated as to civil rights. So that's why we educate them. The comments are just an example. I mean, I can show you. Somebody said, can he just shut up already? You know, they have this desire to shut up preaching. Just shut up already, will you? Nobody said, why aren't they telling the sodomites to shut up? Right? Why aren't they telling the sodomites to shut up? Why aren't they telling them to stay home? Why don't they tell them to stay in the four doors of their building? Right? They don't tell them to stay in the four doors. Why don't you just stay in your church and do whatever? Hang on 1 second. I'm going to look for some. I'm trying to remember where that video is. Let's see if I can. Here it is. Here it is. Three years ago.
live. Way, but there will be.
Was not found, written.
Here you can
in
see.
The book of life.
They're watching.
Cast into the lake of fire. There is a judgment coming. The Bible says that, for we must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. What will you do when you stand before God? And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. There is fire coming.
See?
There is fire for the wicked.
A lot of them, when they pass by.
Hold on, I'm trying to find that.
They walk up and they have to kiss in front.
Oh, I remember that dude. That dude right there got so mad at me because I told him he was a recruiter. He flipped his. If there was an. Thought I had two. Maybe I did. I thought I had two videos of that. But anyway, in this video, this is the knife attack, if you see this. And that was a 3-hour broadcast. Wow. But I thought I had another video. A shorter one of that knife attack. But I guess maybe I don't. But anyway, in this video, one of the LGBTQ lesbians came up to us and took a knife out and started stabbing our banner. It was unreal. That was 3 years ago. We were at that event. We're preaching outside of that event or outside of that event there. And this lesbian came up with a knife and started stabbing our banners with it right over Giannis's head. Right over his head. Right over his head. Right? God protected him. That's what happened. That was legitimate, man. That happened right there. Took a weapon out, stabbed the banner, and got angry.
Live.
Remember that guy?
I forgot to send my email out. I'm going to send it out.
That dude is great. I think it was right there.
So you preach by love, right?
Somebody is going to, this girl right here is going to bring a knife out. See it?
Yep.
Yeah.
That was her. She brought a knife out. And stabbed right down there. By the way, that's not the only mean and nasty thing they've done. But that's their community and that's what they do. So that event was at Twin Cities Pride. It has always been a very volatile event. Now, I'm going to put this over here because I can't. I have to edit as I read these. I can't let you see these. And the reason you can go to the. I would suggest an adult doing it. But you can go to the. You can go to the columns. Just type in the column and Pastor Cooley and you'll find it. But I don't want to read the. I can't read all that to you because it's really filthy. But I'm going to show you that these are the things that they say. You've heard our preaching. Yes, it's bold. Yes, it's straightforward. Yes, we preach against sin. No, we don't hate them. We don't want them to die and go to hell. We want them to be saved by the grace of God. We want nothing bad to happen to them. Here's what some lady said. She said, good grief, folks. He's getting y'all upset and mad, which is working, by the way. Ignore him if it bothers you. He has freedom of speech and a right to be there, just like everyone else from Owatonna or surrounding areas. Apparently, y'all aren't used to being around the Bible Belt Southern Baptists, and none of you are bothering him. In fact, you're giving him more fuel. I'm probably the only Alabama girl in this city and state. Bless your heart as you walk by him if he shows up. They don't understand whatever they do has nothing to do with what we're going to do. And what they don't understand is it isn't just Pastor Cooley walking up there. No, it's Old Paths Baptist, the men of Old Paths Baptist Church. I'm not alone. If I was, I'd be afraid. But it's the Lord's church. We're together. We have men that stand up for what is right. We have men that preach the gospel. And we want those people to be saved. We don't hate them. We know they're in trouble with God. So anyway, they got mighty upset with us at the column years ago. They said they listed some of my sermons. God hates gay rights and destroys nations for them. The homosexual invasion of the churches, the sodomite agenda, public school queering your kids, Obama overhauling straight America, and the homosexual manifesto. Well, they didn't like my titles. You know what title they happen to mention, which is like one of my favorites of all time? Do you know one of my most favorite titles? This is great. Hybrid country music. Hybrid homosexual honky-tonk music from hell. Oh my goodness, is that a title or what? Is that a title or what? Yeah, that's a good one. However, they weren't too impressed by that. But there was a lot of comments. One said they were a former sodomite and they got saved by the grace of God and they were thankful for teaching. and said, Pastor Cooley is right. May the good Lord continue to bless him. One person said he's a homophobic bigot who spews hate and needs to move somewhere else, like New York, where the street preachers actually get hurt. Let's see how long he lasts there, him and his entourage of scumbags. Somebody said, you consider them monsters for standing in the crowd and calling out your sins. No, my friend, they're the people who love you the most because they risk their necks to bring you a message of salvation. Very few people have the courage to go out there and bellow for you lost people to turn to Christ. So you better be grateful to God that men like them still go out to streets to expose evil. Because very soon there won't be men like them. Tell you what, friend, this article of yours that seeks to slander them will only serve as a beacon for sodomites and the like to turn to Christ. I only hope you do repent of your wicked ways. Repent of your sins. There's still time. P.S. Giving out their location won't work. God protects them, so whatever evil you wish upon them won't surmount to anything. Go spend your time on something. No, because they like to threaten you. Oh, I'm going to tell everybody where you live. One said, you call yours. This is my favorite slam ever. The most favorite slam ever. And you call yourself a pastor. I don't want to know what you're teaching in that church. The way you're talking is pretty ungodly to me. I said, don't worry. You can listen. There are plenty of videos. You can hear all the sermons that are preached. One person said, we'll meet you there. I'll be blocking you guys from everyone trying to enjoy the Pride event. I said, now how would you block us? That would be illegal and not very loving and tolerant and accept it and everyone and everything because you love everyone. So do you or do you not love gay people? Somebody asked me. I said, do you accept everything? I was like, no, I don't accept everything. Love your neighbor as yourself, period. End of story, said one. That's the only message that matters. Anything that goes against that is heresy. I said, you're a liar and you gut the gospel and you don't know what love is. Love is not doing what God hates. And God hated Sodom so much he destroyed it. God hates things too. Only a fool would believe differently. Then I posted, these six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. God does hate some things. Right? God does hate. Loves, he hates, he's a consuming fire. That's who God is. They don't know the God of the Bible. Boy, there's some nasty things these people say. I can't even read them to you. They're so nasty. Very nasty. Let's see. We had to block comments on our YouTube page for a while because we had a gang of sodomites that attacked us and put all kinds of nasty. Can't tell you all the wicked stuff, all the angry stuff. Very angry people. Very angry. Can't even read most of it, to be honest with you. It's unfortunate. But there is a... Somebody said it's called Mind Your Own Blankin' Business. You should try it sometime. They have a desire to shut free speech down. They have a desire really to shut preaching down. Because see, that's what happens. They don't want people to warn them. They don't want to be warned. They don't want to warn people to flee from the wrath to come. They have a lot of hate in their hearts. On that same page, they threatened, on that same page, they threatened, not the column, but the other one here on this Facebook page. I'm going to report you. I'm going to do that. Report me for what? I haven't done anything. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. There's something wrong with you. Why? Because I believe your sin is wrong according to the scriptures. Because I believe that your sin is going to lead you to hell. Because I believe you're going to hell. Unless you repent. But you see, that's the thing. If you warn them, if you tell them you're the hater. But who's the real hater? Somebody asked me, why do you care? Because I love my neighbor, I said. Your love looks a lot like hate, but that's why the Bible says, judge not according to appearance, but judge righteous judgment. But they successfully can shut people down in the court of public opinion. One person said, if you're opposed, don't go. Don't take your kids. You're not forced to attend or duped into going on a false pretense. If America is a land of free, then let people be free. I said, they're free. and I'm free to oppose it peacefully in a public forum. I'm free to go preach the gospel to them. Somebody asked me, said, do you really think Halloween is bad? Well, yeah, I do. Show me where you're required to bring your kid to this. I do believe it's an entertainment show, which gives people an option to go or not to go. It's not being forced upon anybody. The whole Pride event, I said, is a wicked display of sin. Gay pride got Sodom fried. Shame on you for being a false prophet, somebody said, speaking lies and making people, or I said that actually, sorry, that's the wrong one. I'm being a false prophet, speaking lies and making people comfortable in sin. God tells us what sexual sin is. Why did I say that? Because they say God doesn't care. This is exactly the problem. You call it a wicked display of sin. So in other words, basically, this is the sin that you advertise the sin, or they advertise the sin, you shut up about it. You're not allowed to say anything. If you say anything, then you're the hater. So then the question you have to ask yourself is a very simple one. Is it hate to warn them? Telling somebody that God is angry with them. Is that hating them? Because this is the tactic that they use. You tell somebody that they're going to hell, then that means you hate them. No. That's like telling somebody they have cancer. Here's one of the arguments that I made with somebody. If I was a doctor and you came to me and I told you that you had cancer, does that mean I hate you? Does that mean I hate you because I gave you some bad news? Or if you're a diabetic and I informed you that if you keep eating this food, you're going to die of diabetes. It's going to kill you. Does that mean I hate them because I gave them bad news? That's what they think. That's what they're equating it to anyway. It's not logical. They wouldn't think the doctor hated them. If the doctor told them, you're a diabetic, if you keep eating this sugar, if you keep eating this food, you're going to die. You gotta stop. So as a pastor, as a Christian, as a preacher, as somebody who witnesses for Jesus Christ, we look at them and we tell them, look, you're in trouble with God. You're gonna die and go to hell if you don't repent and believe the gospel. You are a sinner before God, and God is angry with you. Here it is, Psalm 7:11. God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he turn not, he will whet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. He hath also prepared for him the instruments of death. He ordaineth his arrows against the persecutors. Psalm 5:5, the foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Yea, it is written, Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. Look what Jesus said in Luke. And Jesus answering said to them, suppose ye these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans because they suffered such things? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. For those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Jesus called them to repentance. Now, after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Paul said in Acts 17:30, in the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he raised him hath raised him from the dead. When Jesus heard it, he saith unto them, they that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Again, he said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understand. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that whatsoever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and that all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. They're in trouble with God. This is them. This is their path. This is their plan. Romans 1 covers it. Tells you who these people are, who all sinners are. He starts it out by saying in verse 16, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. And their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up unto uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use of that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, not fit or becoming, uncomely, indecent. It's not love. Look at that word, unseemly. I'll show you how sodomites are, it's not love. Look at the second time. What does love say? Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly. There you go. What they're talking about is not love. Right there. And receiving them, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection. Implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Now, like what Brother Paul said on the thread here, when they come out into public, it's everyone's business. Exactly. And the LGBTQ, they cannot keep it private. Genesis 19, Judges, the book of Judges shows you that. The Benjamites. They can't keep it private. They have to be exhibitionists. They have to. They have to be exhibitionists and they have to show off. Why? Because they have to recruit. Because they can't reproduce. If you can't reproduce, then you have to recruit. That's how it works. That's what they do. That's how it works. So they have to show that spirit. They have to give that spirit off. They have to recruit that way. That's what they do. God shows us in Genesis 19. That's what they have to do that. That's their work. It's what they do. Everywhere you see that in the scriptures, you see them as exhibitionists. You never see them hiding it as a group as a whole. Nope. They don't want to hide it here. What did Genesis 19 show us? I went through that maybe last year or a couple years ago. I don't remember. I'll show you, though. They want full on. They called on a lot and participation. That's what they want. And they called on a lot and said unto him, where are the men which came into thee this night? Bring them out unto us that we may know them. And Lot went out at the door unto them and shut the door after them and said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. Behold, now I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you and do you them as good as in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing. For therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. And they said, stand back. They said again, this one fellow came in to sojourn, and he will needs be a judge. Now will we deal worse with thee than with them. And they pressed sore upon the man. Even Lot, and came near to break the door. They had to have full participation. That's because that's the spirit they have. But the men put forth their hand and pulled Lot out of the house to them and shut the door. They smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door. They still, after being struck blind, they still wanted to rape those angels. That's the spirit. That's what it is. Purity. They go after purity. They want to defile purity. That's what they want. And that's what they do. It is what they do. Genesis 19 even shows us. We see it in other texts. We see it in Judges. It was the same thing. They had to defile purity. That's what they had to do. They're the ones that are full of hate. Are there Christians that are professing Christians that have done hateful things? Absolutely. Sure Sure there are. Sexual perversion runs everywhere. It happens. But there's a different level of depravity with that. Against natural affection. So much so that God destroyed Sodom for it. Gomorrah. And God hasn't changed. He's still holy. He hates all sexual sin. But there's a level of rebellion with the LGBTQ movement that God destroyed Sodom for. And he left that for us to remember as an example for us to remember, never to forget. It's given to us for that reason. All right, everybody.
Once again, I face Satan this morning, and I battled him all the day long. But in my weakness, God sent me enforcement, and at sundown, I sang.
To think about there, though, this is the hateful rhetoric that comes, you know, from standing up. I couldn't believe how much hate was there and how they wanted to shut me down. They kept asking the administrator of that group and shut him down, like, don't let him talk. And like, I never said one hateful thing to any of them. I never said anything hateful. You know, I never said I want anything bad to happen to them. Never threaten them physically. None of that. They did those things to me. I can't even read some of those comments. But it wasn't done to them. What are they mad about? Because somebody told them that by God's standard, they're wrong. And they need to repent because they're in trouble. And they need to believe the gospel. And somebody wrote me and said, you know, my daughter can't change who she is. I know that. Like any other sin that takes a man or a woman or anybody else, they need the Lord to change their hearts. Only the Lord can make you a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That's the gospel. I said, if you were a drunkard, I'd tell you the same thing. Fornicator, drunkard, adulterer, it doesn't matter. You need to be saved by the grace of God. Sins forgiven you. Supernaturally changed by the Spirit of God. Like I told the transgenders, look, there's hope for you, or those that are looking to do that. There's hope for you. You can be saved by the grace of God. You know, God can save you and change you and make you a new creature. You'll be thankful for the way God made you. You'll be thankful to be, if you were born a man, you'll be thankful God made you a man. If you're born a woman, you'll be thankful God made you a woman. We don't hate you. I don't hate them. I don't have to hate you to tell you the truth. Love warns. That's what love does. Love warns. Warn the righteous, warn the wicked. We love them enough to, it's like telling you, don't tell your kids no and watch them walk out and get hit by a car. That wouldn't be very loving. Yeah, but I didn't want them to feel bad because I told them no. I told them they were wrong about something. I'm not going to tell them they're wrong. I'm just going to let them do that. And if they get hurt, well, then they won't be mad at me at least. No, they might be dead. You warn the righteous, you warn the wicked. You warn them. That's what we do. You don't just ignore their plight. Christ is worthy to be praised. And their souls God cares about. Jesus died for them. Someone needs to tell them, because look, it's not glamorous. They're going to hate you. They're going to lie about you. They're going to speak all manner of evil falsely. And they have this thought that Jesus just walked around being nice. This is what Jesus said. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it. He that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. So here's the thing. Jesus said, I came to divide. There is no unity with sin in the world and wickedness. And Jesus didn't say, go and sin some more. But he said to him, Jesus said, no man, look what happened here. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, no, man, Lord. Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. He didn't say go and sin some more. Stay being a harlot. Keep doing tricks. No, he said go and sin no more. Man. Gospel that they're preaching is not the one found in the Bible. And it's hate because you tell them the truth. Like Paul said in Galatians 4:16, I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? All right, everybody, I better stop. I got to get going here. I got to get some praying done before I get to preach at church tonight. And amen. We just keep going and going and going here. But just pray for us. This weekend, we have no preaching. This weekend, we'll kind of everybody's probably got plenty to do at home this weekend. All the men, we've been gone for a couple weeks out there. So preaching on the weekends. But following week, we'll be preaching, and there's a lot more preaching coming. So anyway, we'll be off this Saturday, but I got plenty to do around here and plenty I need to study and all that good stuff and get work done around here. But anyway, God bless you all. You pray for us, please. We'll be back Friday, 2 p.m. Central Time, OPBC Online. Pray for our ministry. If you'd like to give to our ministry, you can PayPal us at salvationpreacher@gmail.com. If you would like to mail us something, you can mail it to 1030 South Highway 3, Northfield, Minnesota, 55057. You can do Cash App, Apple Pay, Venmo, all kinds of other things, okay? We've got some needs coming up. Please pray about those for us. Appreciate it. Thank you. And we'll see you, Lord willing, here real soon on Friday. At 2 p.m. Central. We'll be preaching at about 3.5 hours at OPBC. Be live on Sermon Audio and live on Rumble as well. All right? God bless you all. Take care. Have a good night.